Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is November 8, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about MasterCard, Toppy Technologies team up for wearable payments. Accor, Alibaba to facilitate services for Chinese travelers. Sphere teams with RMS for automated healthcare payments. Virtue Financial announces new business unit for capital markets. New Pharma partners with Ingenico ePayments to grow the online pharmacy industry. Rapid to provide all-in-one Singapore platform for cashless businesses. HSBC launches digital supply chain solution for Sri Lanka clothiers. Standard Chartered joins blockchain consortium EEA. Platform models gain investment backing in B2B. Salesforce on digitizing the mortgage process with an eye on millennials. Bottom line, the watershed hurdles B2B RTP must clear. Now let's get started. MasterCard, Toppy Technologies team up for wearable payments. MasterCard has joined forces with Toppy Technologies to let fashion brands add contactless payments to watches, jewelry, and other accessories. MasterCard and Toppy's payment technologies will be firstly used by Timex Group, beginning with a variety of collections and straps. These will be sold separately and made available for purchase on Timex.com from H1 of 2020. As per the agreement, the collaboration integrates Toppy's contactless payment chips with MasterCard's tokenization technology, in a bid to enable payment functionality in a limitless range of fashion accessories, starting with Timex Group's analog watches. Accor, Alibaba to facilitate services for Chinese travelers. Accor has joined forces with online marketplace Alibaba to facilitate booking rooms and other services for Chinese travelers. As per the agreement, the company's goal is to develop digital applications and loyalty programs to appeal to Chinese consumers over the next 5 years. Alibaba has about 700 million consumers in China, and it has a travel arm called Fliggy that will facilitate consumers booking hotels, catering services, and entertainment offerings through Accor. As such, customers will be able to use the digital payment service operated by Alibaba affiliate Ant Financial, Alipay. Moreover, Accor has about 4,900 hotels and residences in 110 countries. It rebranded itself earlier in 2019 as Accor versus Accor Hotels, and it mentioned it would spend $255 million on a new loyalty program called ALL, which stands for Accor Live Limitless. The rollout of that new program will be helped by Alibaba, which will offer digital marketing and other capabilities. In addition, Accor has developed a program specifically for Chinese consumers dubbed Haoke, which sees that Accor Hotels incorporate Chinese language in its signage and menus, Chinese dishes, Chinese-speaking staff, and other services. Sphere teams with RMS for automated healthcare payments. Payments and security software provider Sphere announced that it is teaming up with Oklahoma-based Revenue Management Solutions, RMS, a healthcare remittance automation platform, to offer a comprehensive healthcare payment platform. While RMS can automate remittance management and scales to fit the needs of any healthcare provider, regardless of size, the Sphere payment platform offers secure, compliant and scalable payment acceptance functionality. The partnership will offer a clear picture when it comes to patient revenue, including both health plan and patient-level transaction data. In addition, dashboard and reporting tools will inform users on health plans, patient payments, payment breakdown and more. RMS has a long-established track record in solving the complex challenges of healthcare remittance processing, said Steve Ritsudo, CEO of Sphere, in a press release. With relationships with top financial institutions and other large health systems, we are pleased to partner with RMS. At high velocity, Sphere is expanding our strategic partnerships to include more of the healthcare revenue cycle, said Andrew Roof, executive chairman of Sphere. As patient out-of-pocket expenses increase and become a greater part of healthcare providers' revenue, solutions that provide consolidated financial information are critical. Our combined solution with RMS achieves this goal and much more. Sphere's commitment to providing secure, integrated payment processes allows us to expand our offerings to our healthcare and financial customers alike, while maintaining the sacred trust we have earned, said Scott Thomas, CEO of RMS. We are very excited to partner with Sphere to help shape the new payment experience from that of a patient to a customer in the healthcare market. Virtu Financial announces new business unit for capital markets. Virtu Financial has announced the launch of its new business unit, dedicated to capital market clients. The unit Virtu Capital Markets (VCM) will provide ATM services to global public issuers aiming to raise equity capital in the primary markets, as well as provide corporate stock buyback services to issuers and sponsors in the secondary market. Our capital markets offering is consistent with our strategy of leveraging our core market structure expertise, global technology platform, and distribution network to deliver efficient and transparent products and solutions to the market, said CEO Douglas Sifu in a press release. In the same way that our entry into the outsourced trading space was a natural extension of our native capabilities to provide more services to our client base, Virtu Capital Markets likewise enables us to provide efficiency-enhancing services to corporate issuers and sponsors. In addition, the company revealed that Jeffrey Lumbee has come on board as head of VCM. Before joining Virtu, he spent 18 years at Cantor Fitzgerald as head of equity capital markets. During his time at Cantor, Lumbee built and oversaw the market-leading ATM team. The evolution of the ATM product has put an emphasis on access to liquidity and, given Virtu's strengths, it is a natural fit to leverage its best-in-class technology and global liquidity profile to offer ATM services, said Lumbee. The ATM structure is one of the most efficient mechanisms for public companies seeking to raise equity capital, and we will be able to drive additional efficiencies into the structure at Virtu. Joshua Feldman is also joining Virtu Capital Markets as managing director. He has spent more than 15 years working on ATM offerings, and was previously a senior member of the equity capital markets team at Cantor Fitzgerald as well. New Pharma partners with Ingenico ePayments to grow the online pharmacy industry. Ingenico Group, the global provider of seamless payment, has partnered with New Pharma, the Belgian e-pharmacy business, to deliver a payment experience that meets the security needs of online pharmaceutical buyers. New Pharma was established in 2008 with the ultimate goal of bringing the pharmacy industry online and transforming one of the world's oldest professions. 4 months after its first sale, New Pharma received authorization to sell non-prescription medication online. Now non-prescription medication accounts for 15% of New Pharma sales, with a large proportion of those sales coming from France and the Netherlands. With much demand coming from beyond its domestic market and due to the potentially sensitive nature of e-pharmacy purchases, New Pharma required a payments provider that could promise processing of international sales and the protection of personal information. Ingenico ePayments platform allows New Pharma to tailor the payment experience to the requirements of international markets, including language, currency and preferred payment method. This guarantees an easy-to-use, secure and smooth checkout process for customers, which ultimately reduces basket abandonment rates and protects consumer data. Ingenico Group provides solutions to empower commerce across all channels, in-store, online and mobile. They deliver payment solutions with a local, national and international scope, partnering with financial institutions and retailers, from small merchants to several of the world's best-known global brands. Rapid to provide all-in-one Singapore platform for cashless businesses. Rapid has partnered with key players of Singapore's payments ecosystem to provide a single Singapore platform to allow businesses to go cashless. The platform is meant to bring convenience to local consumers and businesses, by allowing consumers and businesses to make payments electronically, convert cash to electronic payment methods, or receive funds instantly. The following capabilities are meant to be enabled via a single technical integration. Real-time interbank payments via FAST, PayNow, and PayNow QR. Leading digital wallets GrabPay, DBS Payla, and OCBC Pay Anyone. Accept mobile payment methods powered by FOMO Pay. Top consumer wallets and e-payments by Razor. International credit and debits cards such as Visa and MasterCard. Domestic debit payment scheme nets. Kiosk payments via AXS and SAM machines. Conversion of cash to electronic payment in stores via SoCash. Moreover, via the company's Singapore platform, consumers are given the opportunity to instantly pay for goods using Singapore's premier real-time payments platforms. Unlock wallet payments. Make debit card payments anywhere. Build a real-time cashless ecosystem for your business. Use locally preferred payments. Facilitate operational efficiencies. HSBC launches digital supply chain solution for Sri Lanka clothiers. HSBC has revealed that it is launching a web-based supply chain platform specifically for Sri Lanka apparel exporters, allowing them to make early payments to suppliers. Launched last month, the supply chain financing platform can help exporters optimize working capital, while also reducing costs and manual errors. In addition, buyers can optimize payment terms, as well as boost liquidity and payment efficiency. By injecting liquidity into the supply chain, they can extend supplier network and enhance strategic supplier relationships, said Ajay Sharma, the regional head of global trade and receivables finance for HSBC in Asia Pacific. The solution enables buyers to upload several invoices at once, and can also help users estimate future cash flow through the use of data in various formats. Suppliers chosen to join the platform will receive early payments based on buyers' credit ratings. Nikhil Dar, Senior Structured Trade Solutions Manager, HSBC Hong Kong, noted that suppliers don't even need to be HSBC's customers or maintain accounts with the bank to participate in the platform, which supports over 20 languages including English, French, Japanese, Chinese, Italian and German. With this program, suppliers may effectively decrease days sales outstanding and enjoy additional working capital without leveraging bank credit lines. It also minimizes collection, cash management and insurance costs, he said. HSBC has been making recent strides in supply chain. In August, HSBC became the first bank to use blockchain supply chain finance platform WeTrade to execute a trade finance transaction. We've done a number of transactions. It's a pilot, HSBC UK. Head of Global Trade and Receivables Finance Ian Tandy said at the time. This is the first transaction where we have had two buyers use the system end-to-end, including the ability to write the invoice, agree to trade terms, provide the BPU and additionally receive funding off the back of that BPU. Standard Chartered joins Blockchain Consortium EEA. Standard Chartered announced that it has joined the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance EEA, a standards organization focused on developing open blockchain specifications. Launched in 2017, members of the EEA include Intel, Banco Santander, BBVA, Credit Suisse, Bank of New York Mellon, Accenture, Ing, Thomson Reuters and UBS, among others. As the latest financial institution to join the consortium, Standard Chartered will work with other industry leaders on Ethereum-based enterprise technology best practices, open standards and open-source reference architectures. According to the bank, its membership is proof of its commitment to blockchain. Technology enables us to facilitate trade and investment across our footprint markets, improving client experiences and offering new services, Dr. Michael Gores, Group Chief Information Officer at Standard Chartered, said in a press release. We are excited to be a part of the EEA and look forward to opportunities where we can collaborate with other leading industry players to deepen blockchain research and application in the banking sector. This is Standard Chartered's latest move in its quest to use technology to make financial systems more efficient and accessible for its clients. It is one of the founding members of blockchain-based open industry platform Voltron, and has also co-created blockchain-enabled supply chain financing solutions with China-based Linklogis. And in August, Standard Chartered announced that it was expanding its network of innovation labs with the launch of an accelerator lab in Shanghai, joining existing locations in Singapore, Hong Kong, Kenya, London and San Francisco. The latest lab aims to promote collaboration between the bank's employees, corporate clients and fintech partners to develop new financial services for businesses. Standard Chartered plans to collaborate with local fintechs on their own solutions in the market, while also working with corporate clients to create new products to address their needs, particularly when it comes to cross-border payments. Platform models gain investment backing in B2B. Platform models serving various business verticals have been gaining currency literally. To that end, Boulevard, which focuses on providing a platform as a service to spas and salons, said it had raised $1 million in a Series A funding round. The funding round was led by Index Ventures, with additional participation from Bonfire Ventures, Ludlow Ventures, Box Group and Luma Launch. The company said it will use the new funding to add staff across departments ranging from product, business development to engineering. The company said its platform as a service helps salons, spas and other appointment-based businesses streamline booking and scheduling, inventory management, payroll and payments, amid other functions. Boulevard has said that corporate clients using its offerings have seen, within the first few months of deployment, a 16% increase in services booked, an 18% increase in retail revenue, a 76% decrease in time spent on the phone and an 18% decline in no-shows and late cancellations. Comtravo. Separately, Comtravo, a German firm that offers a platform geared toward travel bookings, said this past week that it raised 21 million euros in venture capital. The firm said that the funding round was led by Endit Capital and also participation from new investors including Deutsche Bank, Air Ticket, which sells travel tickets across Europe, and existing investors such as Project A and Crandom. The company has said its software takes text-based requests such as emails, turns that information into unstructured data, and offers personalized travel offers. As reported by the site u-startups.com, Michael Riegel, founder and CEO of Comtravo, stated, "The German business travel market is huge, 52.5 billion euros. But it's also very fragmented and shaped by tedious and inefficient processes. With Comtravo, we want to radically simplify the management of business travel. Since founding the company in 2015, we have managed to automate 60% of the processes by using technology, and we enjoy popularity from our customers and the continued support from our investors. The company's client base spans more than 700 customers, and the site said they are mostly medium-sized businesses, where flight and hotel bookings are 60% automated through language processing and artificial intelligence. The company said that the new funding will be used to bring that automation percentage to 80% over the near term. Lease accounting, too. Here in the U.S., LeaseQuery, which is one of the largest providers of lease accounting software, said that it has received an investment from Goldman Sachs Merchant Banking Division, to the tune of $40 million in Series A funding. The tech-driven offering helps companies transition to new lease accounting standards mandated by the FASB, IASB and the GASB. The platform is used by more than 10,000 accountants, according to the company, but in terms of movement toward compliance with those new standards, only 5% of companies have completed the transition, as noted by LeaseQuery. The firm said that the new accounting rules add trillions of dollars to balance sheets of companies across every vertical. In a release, LeaseQuery said it is on track to notch growth in 2019, after having seen 708% year-over-year revenue growth in 2018. The company said that its client base has grown from 500 companies at the end of 2018 to nearly 1,000 today. Salesforce on digitizing the mortgage process with an eye on millennials. Buying a home or an apartment can be the biggest transaction of a person's adult life, far outpacing the bill, even, for college. And according to Jeff Green, global head of mortgage and lending at Salesforce, the experience is ripe for change. As he described it, applying for a mortgage is a process that is known for how much paper is involved, the expense, and the time one spends finding documents, uploading and downloading forms, and of course keeping track of it all. You can get wrist pains from writing your signature over and over again, he said. Green's comments came after Salesforce said last month that it had debuted mortgage-focused features as part of a series of updates to its financial services cloud offering. The firm said upon the announcement the features include guides and tools designed to streamline the mortgage application process across stakeholders including lenders and borrowers. The company's financial services cloud, geared toward financial services companies, traces its genesis back to 2016. And in the latest iteration, according to Salesforce, the mortgage-centered tools include a pre-built process with step-by-step actions and recommendations meant to guide consumers along the way toward approval. Mortgage firms get 13 pre-built mortgage objects, which Salesforce has said makes it easier to capture applicant data spanning information such as addresses, income, and places of employment. Green said that such efforts, including Salesforce's, can shorten a long cycle as it can take as long as 46 days to close on a mortgage, and can cost upwards of $9,000, up roughly 40% from a decade ago. The need to digitize the mortgage experience, according to Green, comes against a backdrop where a number of fintechs and tech-saving firms such as Rocket have gained at least some momentum against traditional mortgage firms. The cloud-based tools, he said, reinforce the idea that it's important to automate and digitize as many of the steps as possible upfront, especially if a financial institution hopes to draw younger consumers, like millennials. The millennial borrower, Green told PYMNTS, expects to be able to go as far as they can with self-service. But the moment they need help, there are capabilities that sit right by that self-service that almost feels automatic as well. This particular demographic would rather go to the dentist than call in and be put on hold. He said cloud-based tools can bring various parts of the mortgage application continuum together regardless of whether a particular part of the process was done over email, phone call, or text. Records are updated across channels in a way that brings a fractured ecosystem together, he said, bringing various lead management solutions, point-of-sale solutions, CRM and loan origination solutions onto one platform. And, he said, it's increasingly important that data, and the application, can be accessed, viewed and populated on mobile phones and tablets. He said applicants can get as far as the pre-approval process on mobile devices. Financial services delivered through the cloud also allows for streamlined document collection with templates featuring checklists and automated approval management. For example, a loan officer and borrower can collaborate by following the checklist and ensuring no document or task falls through the cracks. If a document such as a W-2 is missing, borrowers can easily upload these files through a secure portal. A holistic view. The cloud-based model, said Green, also has the advantage of helping financial services firms track customers across key financial activities beyond mortgages. In this respect, a financial services firm might be able to cross-sell products such as wealth management products, 529 savings plans, or home equity lines of credit. The company's data model allows the firm to view information across a range of financial accounts, gathering a 360-degree view of the customer. Through cloud-based offerings, mortgage firms can offer a seamless process, said Green, and institutions can offer a broader journey-based relationship with their customers over a lifetime. Bottom line, the watershed hurdles B2B RTP must clear. As real-time payments (RTP) gain traction with consumers via peer-to-peer (P2P), the pump may be primed for business-to-business (B2B) transactions to follow suit. Bottomline Technologies Vice President of Product Management and Strategic Solutions Jessica Cheney told PYMNTS that increasingly, the speed, transparency and certainty of faster payments will prove valuable in support of B2B transactions. But there are some hurdles to clear before the tipping point is reached. One hurdle is decidedly not with the real-time infrastructure that's in place. Although conventional wisdom may hold that the U.S. has lagged behind other countries when it comes to laying the technical groundwork for RTP, Cheney said there are a number of avenues through which RTP transactions can take place, and indeed are happening now. Key among those conduits, of course, is the Clearinghouse RTP network, where commercial real-time payments made their debut in the U.S. roughly 2 years ago. In late October, Bottomline Technologies announced that it launched a new real-time payments module through its Digital Banking IQ platform, which focuses on the B2B and B2C payments process. In terms of mechanics, the module enables a bank's corporate customers to send and receive and request to receive real-time payments, and also provides the associated value-add conversational components, which enables the person conducting the transaction to instantly see the information associated with it. Thus far, commercial payments have lagged behind P2P transactions, finding traction across use cases such as replacing cash on delivery, and where MasterCard has just introduced pay on delivery, making insurance payouts to consumers or paying wages to employees and gig workers. Eventually, as transaction limits lift, they are currently set at $25,000, RTP could be valued for its usefulness in extending credit to borrowers in B2C and B2B arenas through loan originations. Firms may be hesitant to pay one another via RTP in the absence of context, which Cheney says is a key factor in why P2P transactions have become so popular and widely adopted, given the direct and easy-to-follow interactions such as those seen via Venmo. Part of the reason that real-time P2P is popular is that there is a communication component to it, she told PYMNTS. It's linked to social media, and when sending money to pay for lunch, it's done in a conversational and engaging way. The same ease of interaction is evident with B2C transactions, Cheney said, where such context is provided across the RTPACH rails, via expanded remittance and informational messages that can explain what is being paid, how much and why. That direct flow of information has been lacking in B2B, where paper, emails, PDFs and even faxes have provided piecemeal information about invoices, payment terms and the payments themselves. With modules like Bottomlines that offer Cheney's scenario of conversational messaging, sending and receiving real-time credits also features enhanced information flows surrounding the requests and transactions. She offered an example where an invoice for $5,000 may be paid by a buyer for $4,000. The seller can send a message asking why the payment doesn't match the invoice, and will receive the hypothetical response that the payment is short because 5 units of inventory are being returned by the buyer due to damage. All of the information is tied electronically to the original payment or request for payment, and informational requests within a single channel of communication are tied to banks' web or mobile applications. Because all of the related interactions are tied together and presented together, it's almost like getting an electronic, stapled message, Cheney told PYMNTS, noting that it can be used to reconcile with accounting software. An RTP can be used as a liquidity management tool, where the ability to hold off on making payments until the last minute can aid in cash flow management. The banks benefit from such automation and conversational context, too, Cheney noted, as they are in the middle of these important interactions between their corporate clients and those clients' customers, employees and trading partners. Banks of all sizes are eager to understand and offer more value with RTP beyond just the speed component, she said. The security aspect. As for security, Cheney said that some concerns about faster payments leading to faster fraud may be misplaced. There are many ways to layer in security so that RTP payments can be validated as coming from authentic originators and approved by authorized users, and where layers of certainty are added through multi-factor authentication and other means. The fact that the funds only take 15 seconds to go from point A to point B does not remove the obligation to make sure that all of the security practices are in place before and after the funds are moved, Cheney added. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.